Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Sale of mill timber and hardwood. On this day, November 12th in the year 1816, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette carried two advertisements offering various types of timber for sale. Thomas Law posted the first advertisement detailing the varieties of wood he had received at his lumber yard off the schooner Matthew King, which arrived from Demerara. The ad read, and I quote, "A cargo of hardwood consisting of bullet tree, purple heart, green heart, gomara, crabwood, tataba, and hakia in square timber, round logs, and planks of all dimensions, bullet tree arms and points, and on hand of recent importations, bullet tree shafts, rollers, crown trees, tail trees, bullet tree foot lumber and wheel spokes, Antigua white wood and mastic, which will be sold for cash on delivery or to punctual customers on a short credit," end quote. These were all very high quality hardwoods, native to Guyana and other parts of South America. In the second advertisement placed by Our Purchase, the timbers and other items offered for sale were, quote, "quintern casks, white and red oak staves of a very superior quality, deal lumber, cypress and New England shingles, wood hoops, rum puncheons, sugar hogs heads and tarsiers, pitch pine lumber and firewood," end quote. This particular shipment most likely arrived from North America, as the advertisement also mentioned that the shipment included codfish, mackerel, alewives, and salt. The arrival of these shipments of timber to Barbados would have been of great significance, as the majority of buildings during the early 19th century were constructed of wood. Therefore, the upkeep of these buildings would require regular supplies of timber. Additionally, Bridgetown had been ravaged by numerous destructive fires from the mid-17th century into the early 20th century. This shipment of timber arrived in Barbados when Bridgetown had seen a lull in the occurrence of these catastrophic fires and much rebuilding was taking place. Unfortunately for the residents of the town, this spate of fires would return to plague the landscape of Bridgetown in 1821 and 1826. Timber was also vital to the sugar-based economy of Barbados, and this shipment of timber arrived about 8 months after the April 1816 rebellion, when the Barbadian enslaved population took action to secure their freedom. Though the enslaved were unsuccessful in their attempt to free themselves, the infrastructure of some plantations had sustained significant damage. Plantation buildings such as homes, storehouses, and windmills were either burnt or made inoperable during the uprising and needed to be rebuilt. In fact, the hundreds of windmills that dotted the landscape of Barbados during the 19th century could not be maintained without the vital supply of hardwoods from British Guiana. These Guiana hardwoods were used to construct the parts of the mill, such as the tail tree, wind shaft, and vertical shaft. Importantly, Barbados had no forest to satisfy its needs for timber, as all the natural forests had been cleared for plantation agriculture, as well as for fuel and construction in the early years of settlement. Therefore, these shipments of timber from British Guiana and North America were vital for the upkeep of buildings and the survival of the agriculturally based industrial sector of 19th century Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.